This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Turn on the TV and you can barely escape it. Presidential candidates on the campaign trail deriding free trade agreements like the pending Trans-Pacific Partnership. But many Midwest farmers and ranchers are bucking the trend. They say the trade deal will help keep them competitive in an increasingly crowded world market. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted has the story.
Candidates on both sides of the aisle have taken their message on the stump. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, is a bum deal that will hurt America, especially low-wage workers.
The TPP is a horrible deal.
I am not in favor of what I have learned about it.
I oppose TPP and have always opposed TPP.
To be in opposition to the TPP is that American workers should not be forced to compete against people.
Free trade agreements remove tariffs on products we import, but also on stuff grown here that we export to other markets. That opens the door to get more beef, soybeans, and rice into other countries at more competitive prices. So, if you ask a farmer about the TPP, you're likely to get a different answer.
So this pending TPP trade negotiation, to me, is hugely important for agricultural commodities, but specifically for beef.
Mike John raises cattle in Huntsville, Missouri. He's checking on a herd of calves that were born last fall. John says the TPP could ultimately put money in farmers' pockets by giving them more customers in Asian countries with a taste for American beef.
The Asian markets are showing a huge increase in demand for beef, and in particular, the grain-fed U.S. beef is highly prized in places where that beef demand is growing.
The 11 countries that make up the TPP already take in nearly half of American agricultural exports. That's worth a whopping $63 billion, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The department says the TPP could be worth an additional $3 billion to U.S. farmers, though that estimate is on the high side. That's why more than 200 ag groups recently drafted an open letter urging Congress to approve the deal. Beef producers like John want to see the TPP pushed through because it is designed to cut tariffs in countries like Japan.
So it's not necessarily that we need to get into those markets. We just need to have a fair access so that we can compete with the other global suppliers of beef.
Indeed, agricultural policy analyst Julian Binfield at the University of Missouri says not sealing the deal could leave U.S. farmers at a global disadvantage.
If TPP is not signed, then some other countries may write their own agreement. Maybe it's partners in the TPP like Australia or New Zealand. They're writing bilateral agreements all the time. Maybe they get expansion.
That could actually mean less access overall for U.S. producers. The other issue casting a long shadow over TPP negotiations, China. China is not a part of the trade deal, but pro-TPP interests say agreements like this one prevent China from setting global trade rules in its own interest.
So in terms of the U.S.'s overall strategic position, I think that China is a massive power that they probably want to make sure that they impose their own or have some say in their own rules and they don't let China dictate too much.
All of this is not to say that all farmers are campaigning for the TPP.
It's not that we're opposed to trade.
Roger Johnson is the president of the National Farmers Union. We spoke via Skype.
It's not that we don't want more agricultural trade. We absolutely do want more agricultural trade.
The Farmers Union is looking at the broader economy. Johnson says he's worried that free trade deals make it more likely that big companies will move jobs overseas. That hurts the U.S. market for food, and it hurts farmers that depend on off-farm income. He's worried we import more than we export.
If it gets worse as a result of this agreement, just like it has as a result of earlier agreements, then what have we gained? I mean, we just haven't made a meaningful step forward.
President Obama championed the TPP and set his sights on getting the deal approved before he leaves office. For that to happen, Congress will have to approve it. But both the Senate and the House have yet to set a date for review. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
That story comes to us through our partnership with Harvest Public Media. More information at harvestpublicmedia.org.